And in the case where the landlord did not pay within, say, 7 days, then the city would step in and advance payments to the tenants and then recoup those costs by essentially putting a lien on the property and recouping the costs from the landlord.
How much of a burden would that be on cities to have to go through the legal process to get that reimbursement back?
Well, the city already has the burden of going through a legal process for condemnation. And so essentially we could fold it into that legal process. It's messy business to condemn a building, but in certain circumstances, buildings become uninhabitable. So what we would need to do is to take care of the tenants. And ultimately, it's an issue for the public, because if you have, say, 100 units that are about to be condemned and you have 200 to 300 people who are going to be homeless overnight, we essentially have this situation in this town where we don't have the capacity to serve those folks. And so the cities, I think it is in the public interest to make sure that children can stay in school, they're not rendered homeless by the sins of their landlord. And so the city has a role to play in basically mediating this situation.
There are some rules that are in effect that involve apartments, so there's some protection for renters. But what happens in a situation where, with Gateway Studios, it could be considered a motel? It was a former motel. It rented rooms by, you know, the day or the week or the month. And there are no leases.
So here's the situation with Gateway. Ameren, by state law, is required to post notification to tenants that it is about to turn off the power, and that notification is supposed to be no less than 10 days before the power is turned off. That is state law. Ameren violated that state law, and their argument was that this is not a tenancy situation, this is a motel. Well, go talk to the tenant union and they will tell you that if you're paying month to month, which is what many of the people at Gateway were paying, you are a tenant. This is not a motel situation anymore. So I think that that's an excuse that shouldn't hold, and we'll have to figure out how to close that loophole as well.